也是祷告会。
This is our prayer session.
祷告之前，我们看几节圣经。
And before we pray, let us look at a few passages from the Bible.
我们先请看犹大书。
Let's turn to Jude.
看犹大书。
The book of Jude.
犹大书二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
It says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
啊，这里说要在圣灵里祷告。
It says here that we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们要在至圣的我们的信仰上。也就是真道上来建立自己的信仰。
It also tells us here that we need to go, take the most holy faith and build ourselves upon it.
好，那首要的就是在圣灵里祷告。
And the most important key here is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们要学习圣经上的真理。
And in this way, we learn the truth in the Bible.
是要靠着圣灵的引导。
The way we learn the truth in the Bible is by listening to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣说，真理的圣灵来了，要引导我们明白一切的真理。
Because the Lord Jesus said that the Spirit of Truth, when it comes, it will lead us into all truth.
我们所以会领会圣经上的属灵的真理。
The reason why we can understand the truth in the Bible,
不是从人领受的。
It's not that we had received it from other men.
是从圣灵领受。
But that we received it directly from the Holy Spirit.
唯有圣灵，真理的圣灵，能引导我们进入属灵的真理。
And only the Holy Spirit of truth can lead us into truth.
所以圣经上说，不用人教导我们，自有主的恩膏在我们里面来教训我们。
That is why the Bible tells us that we do not need to be taught by men, but as long as we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, we can learn the truth.
今天我们要在圣灵里头祷告。
And so today we're going to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们才能进入属灵的真理里面。
In order to enter into the truth, the spiritual truth.
这个圣灵里头祷告。
And to pray in the Holy Spirit.
就是。跟神是面对面的
means to pray face to face with God.
因为神就是灵
because God Himself is Spirit.
那么他赐圣灵给我们，就是要让我们与神会面对面。
Now He has given us the Spirit to pray in, so that we can pray face to face with Him.
这种祷告有属灵的功效。
And this type of prayer carries a spiritual effect.
因为我们会面对面看见神。
Because in the spirit we can see God face to face.
我们会把自己好像敞开着脸面对着神。
It is as if we look fully into God.
因为在灵里头祷告啊，就没有什么遮盖了。
With an unveiled face, and so when we pray in the spirit, there is nothing we can hide.
可以
we need to hide.
敞开着脸面对着神。
And we can look at God with an unveiled face.
这种祷告啊，会有属灵的果效。
And this type of prayer will lead to spiritual fruits.
如果我们不是在圣灵里头祷告
，If we were to not pray in the Holy Spirit,
那就看不见神的荣耀。
We would not be able to behold the glory of God.
只会看到我们世上很多的需求。
We will only see the desires of this world.
只会看到我们心中许多的愿望。
We would only see the desires in our hearts.
看不到神的面。
But we will not see the face of God.
这种祷告啊，就没有属灵的功效。
And if we were to pray in this way, we would not reach the spiritual effectiveness of the Holy Spirit.
可能会得到神的恩典。
Perhaps we may receive the grace of God.
但是在属灵上啊，没有真正的果效。
But we would not truly receive a spiritual fruit.
但是如果说在圣灵里头祷告就不一样。
But if we were to pray in the Holy Spirit,
我们会面对着神。
The results would be different because we would be able to become
face to face with God. 让我们的灵跟在神的面前呢、啊、 是面对面的。
In this way, our spirit can be face to face with God's spirit.
但是不用人的话来对谈的。
But when we pray, we do not have a conversation with God in human words.
是在灵里头与神相交。
But instead, we have a spiritual conversation with God.
这种相交的果效是在灵里头非常奥妙。
And so this type of spiritual communion is very mysterious in the realm of the spirit.
我们来看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
从第十七节来看。
Verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
哥林多后书第三章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。十八节。
18.
我们众人既然敞着脸，可得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这里说主的灵在哪里，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
It says that where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
今天如果我们在圣灵里头祷告，
Today when we pray in the spirit,
那是完全自由的。
We have complete liberty.
这种祷告是灵里头的祷告，
And this type of prayer is a spiritual prayer.
可以面对面来看见神，
in which we can see God face to face.
看见主的荣光。
And to behold his glory.
当主耶稣当时带着三个门徒上山祷告的时候，
When the Lord Jesus led his three apostles up to the mountain to pray.
正祷告的时候，
And when he was praying,
他就进入灵里头去了。
And he entered into the spirit.
虽然当时呢，门徒还没有领受圣灵，
Even though at that time the apostles had not received the Holy Spirit.
那是因为主耶稣亲自带他们上去。
But because the Lord Jesus personally brought them up to the mountain.
当主耶稣正祷告的时候。
And so when the Lord Jesus was praying in the Spirit.
主耶稣是有圣灵。
The Lord Jesus had the Holy Spirit himself.
主耶稣带门徒进入灵里头去。
And so he led the apostles into this, into the Holy Spirit.
进入灵里头去就哇，看见了。非常美好的。
And once they enter into the Holy Spirit, they beheld something very truly wonderful.
让彼得感受到，哦，主啊，在这里真好。
And so this type of feeling led Peter to feel that to say that it is truly good to be here.
因为啊，看见神的荣光。
Because he beheld God's glory.
在神的荣光中看到主的荣耀。
And within this glorious light, he saw the glory of God.
看到摩西、以利亚。
And he saw Moses and Elijah.
哇，在荣光中与主说话。
And he was able to see how Moses and Elijah carried a conversation with Jesus.
这个是灵里头的祷告。
And this is a spiritual prayer.
如果我们进入灵里头去祷告。
And if we can enter into the Holy Spirit to pray.
摩西会出现。
Moses will appear.
以利亚也会出现。
Elijah will appear.
亚伯拉罕也会来。
Abraham will also come.
很多古圣徒啊，我们都可以看见他们。
Many saints of old will also appear for us to see.
看到他们跟神的那种亲密。
And we will be able to see how close they are to the Lord Jesus.
因为在神的荣光中。
Because within the glory of God.
这是非常美好的事。
There's this glorious light that we may enjoy.
如果我们要真正进入这种祷告。
If we want to truly enter into this spiritual prayer,
当时是主耶稣亲自带三位门徒进入的。
Back then, it was the Lord Jesus who personally brought the apostles into this spiritual state.
让彼得啊，印象深刻。
And this experience allowed Peter to have a very vivid memory of this experience.
到他最后要离世之前呢，还不忘记再提醒那样的体验。
This experience impressed him so much that as he was about to leave the world, he mentioned this experience again.
可见那一次的体验对彼得的信仰影响有多么深刻。
So we can see from here how much this experience affected Peter's faith.
保罗也在祷告当中啊，上到第三层天。
Apostle Paul also entered into the third heaven in his prayer.
哦，他说那个太好了。
And he wrote that how wonderful it was for him to be there.
听到世上所没有的事情。
And he was able to listen to things that he was not able to hear about in this world.
听到世上不能讲的奥秘。
He was able to hear and listen to the mysteries that he was not able to receive in this world.
但是呢，他是深深地印在保罗的心中。
And so this experience also made an impression on Paul.
也就是在他灵里头。
And it made a very strong spiritual impression.
灵里头的事情是永远不会忘记的。
And so a spiritual experience is something that we will not forget.
如果只是在我们的心里或者在我们的脑里啊，一段时间就忘记了。
We know that there are certain experiences that may have made an impression in our heart or in our mind, but we eventually forget about them.
如果进入灵里头去啊，永远不会忘记。
But once we have this type of spiritual experience, we will never forget about it.
人老了，脑筋会痴呆，但是灵呢不会改变。
As we age, our brain may degenerate, but our spirit will not be changed.
如果今天我们所学习的道理呢，进入我们灵里头去啊，不会忘记。
And if the word that we learn today can enter into our spirit, we will not forget it.
感谢神。
So praise God.
我学习圣经啊，在真道上造就自己，就是进入灵里头去造就自己，他就不会忘记。
And so today we have taken this opportunity to study the word of God, and once this word enters into our spirit, we will never forget it.
这是很奇妙的事情。
And this is a mysterious truth.
这是我个人的体验。
And this is a personal experience that I've had.
所以我很喜欢在灵里头祷告来听神的话。
And so that is also why I love to pray in the Holy Spirit and to listen to God's word.
每一句话都会在灵里头印上去。
Because every word made an impression in the spirit.
永远不会忘记。
And that is something I will never forget.
而且在灵里头产生果效。
And his word will also take effect in the spirit.
这里保罗用这个照镜子来说明。
And that is why Paul used here as an example a mirror.
让主的荣光啊照在我们的脸上。
A mirror that will allow the glory of God to be reflected onto our face.
这个就是在我们的灵上面，这个。
And so this is a spiritual effect on our spirit.
所以呢，我们就反照了神的荣光。
And so once this process has taken place, our face will be like a mirror that will reflect the glory of light.
荣上加荣。
And this glory will be as if our glory will be, God's glory will be added upon our glory.
像基督啊，借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，那种样式。
It is as Paul described how the glory of God is manifested by the Son.
所以这里说，如同从主的脸变成的。
And here it says that the glory is as if being transformed from the glory of God.
所以要进入这种祷告啊，就是没有人的意思。
And so to enter into this type of spiritual prayer, it means that we are rid of human will.
只有神的旨意。
And we will only have the will of God.
那么要怎么进入这个灵里头去祷？
And so the next question is, how can we enter into this spiritual prayer?
要完全靠着圣灵。
It is to, we need to do this by relying completely on the Holy Spirit.
当时主耶稣亲自带领三个门徒上山去祷告。
Back then, the Lord Jesus personally led his three apostles, disciples, up to the mountain.
现在主耶稣就住在我们心里。
Today, the Lord Jesus lives inside us.
让他带我们上山祷告。
We need to allow him to lead us up to the mountain.
靠着圣灵进入祷告里头去。
And by relying on the Holy Spirit, we may enter into this spiritual prayer.
因为圣灵是按照神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Because the Holy Spirit prays, intercedes for the saints according to God's will.
我们人义无挂虑。
And so, as people, we should be carefree.
像保罗所说的。
As Paul said,
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将一切告诉神。
We should have no worries but to pray without ceasing and give praise to God always.
当我们一无挂虑的时候，
When we have no worries or no cares,
我们要讲什么？
What should we pray for in our prayer?
没有啊。
Nothing.
神问你有什么？你有什么要求吗？
And perhaps God would ask us, what do you have in mind that you like to ask of me?
说主我没有。
And at that moment, we can tell him that we have nothing to ask of him.
像那个失恋的妇人。
It's like the Shunammite woman.
伊丽莎到她家里住。
Elisha went to her house to live.
我看到这个妇人这么的尊敬神的仆人。
And he observed that this woman respected the servant of God greatly.
她爱神的那种心呢，表现在接待神人先知的身上。
And we can see the love of God on her because we can see it from the way she care for the servant of God.
神的灵感动先知说，叫他的门徒说，你去问那个妇人说，还有什么缺欠吗？有什么需要吗？
And so the Spirit of God moved the prophet to ask her of what she needed.
有什么我可以帮忙的吗？
Is there anything I can help you with?
他的门徒就去问。
And so his disciples went to ask.
那妇人说，我什么都不缺。
And this woman said that I have nothing that I need to ask of you.
我也没有什么麻烦，跟人家有什么事情没有。
And I don't have any troubles. There's nothing I would need to ask of you.
什么都不需要。
I don't need anything.
后来，神人问这个仆人说，那你看怎么样？
And this man of God then asked the servant, what should we do?
我们来这里住这么久了。
We have lived here for so long.
发现他家里有缺什么吗？
Have we noticed of any lack in her home?
她说，好像她没有孩子哦。
So they discovered that she did not have any children.
就叫她来。
And so they called her.
说明年你要生一个孩子。
And so they said to her, by next year you will have a child.
太意外了吧，这个。
And so it caught her by surprise.
她说，神人啊，不要开玩笑啊。
And so she said, Son of God, man of God, do not joke with me.
看伊丽莎这样的人不会开玩笑的啊。
She knew that the type of person Elisha was would not make jokes with
him. 突然间开这么大的玩笑。
But how could he be joking with her now?
哇，他说神人啊，不要开玩笑。
And so she said, Man of God, do not joke with me.
神人说，不是开玩笑。
And he said, I'm not joking with you.
这是神说的。
And this is the word of God.
明年你要生个孩子。
By next year, you will have a child.
果然是这样子。
And so this prophecy came true.
所以保罗说，神所赐意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里面保守我们的心怀意念。
And so that is why Paul said that the peace that it is beyond our expectation will preserve us and our heart and mind.
谁最了解我们的需要？
Who knows our needs the best?
神。
God.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
所以我们靠着圣灵祷告。
And so if we can rely on the Holy Spirit in our prayers,
他是按照神的旨意替我们祈求的。
We will be able to pray according to His will because the Holy Spirit prays for us.
最放心的祷告。
And this is a prayer most full of assurance.
最有把握的祷告。
This is a prayer that is most full of confidence.
这样的祷告就进入灵里头去了。
And so if we were able to pray in this way, we can truly enter into the Spirit.
所以当我们到神的面前的时候，
And so when we come in front of God,
我们灵只有歌唱赞美感谢。
Our spirit will naturally or will only praise God and sing hymns to him.
我们一无所求。
We will have nothing to ask of God.
但是神意外的平安却会赏赐给我们。
But at the same time, God will give us his peace beyond our expectations.
所以我们今天呢还要进入灵里头去祷告。
And so we will today enter into his prayer in spirit.
启示录是怎么写出来的？
What does the book of Revelation say?
是进入灵里头去看见听见的。
It says that we will enter into the spirit in a way that we can see and hear.
那今天如果我们要明白属灵的奥秘，那就要进入灵里头去祷告。
And so if we want to understand the mystery in the Spirit, we need to enter into the Holy Spirit in our prayers.
如果没有进入灵里头去，
If we do not enter into the Holy Spirit,
你做启示录，哇，查考啊，啊，听讲解啊，听一百遍也没有用。
We can study the book of Revelation, listen to multiple lectures, and study for a long, long time and not understand it.
因为它是进入灵里头去听到看到。
It is because that this is a revelation that he had entered into in a spiritual realm, and he saw and heard.
那现在我们在啊世上用世上的头脑去想想这个是什么意思，听到这个是什么意思，根本没有办法了解。
And so if we were to try and understand this book by our human minds, according to the things of this world, we will never understand this book.
今天我们要真正了解约翰在灵里头所看到所听见的那一些奥秘啊，一定我们要进入灵里头去。
And so in order for us to understand what John saw and heard in the spiritual realm, we need to enter into the Holy Spirit.
所以我们也要在圣灵里头祷告。
And so that is also why we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
让我们的灵，好，与神的灵，合一。
So that our spirit and God's spirit can be one.
跟神的灵说成为一灵了。
And so our spirits can become one.
我们在主里面，主在我们里面。
To achieve the state where we are in Him and He is in us.
在祷告里头会达到这样的果效。
And we can achieve this through prayer.
让主的灵在我们里头，好，变成我们的灵。
So that we can allow the God Spirit to enter into us to become our spirit.
让我们的灵显出神的荣光来。
In this way, God Spirit can manifest itself through our spirits.
所以保罗说啊，我们祷告啊，说方言呢、啊，是在讲在灵里头讲说各样的奥秘。
And so that's why Paul said that when we pray in tongue, in the spirit, we speak mysteries.
所以祷告的时候啊，很高兴。
And so when I pray, I'm very joyful.
因为听到自己在讲奥秘。
Because I can hear myself speaking mysteries.
啊，虽然不懂，但灵里头去体会。
Even though I may not understand it, but I can experience it through my spirit.
好像第三层天听到了一样，哇，太快乐了，在乐园里面。
And it is as if having seen and heard of the third heaven. So I was very, very joyful.
这种祷告是灵里头的祷告。
And so this type of prayer is a prayer in spirit.
好像升上第三层天。
It is as if we had entered into the third heaven.
现在我们就要来祷告。
And so now we are going to kneel down and pray.
靠着圣灵升上第三层天。
We will rely on the Holy Spirit to enter into the third heaven.